Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra. All you do, going beyond the headlines, I focus on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day, BVAS and the results viewing portal are here to stay. So says INEC Chairman Mahmood Yakubu. Remember that the CUPP claimed that there's an attempt to pressure INEC to abandon this new technology. We also heard ex-INEC Chair Atahiru Jega say that anything is possible and was asking INEC to stand strong. Well, I guess INEC listened, and his successor is now saying that they will stand strong and they will use these transformative pieces of technology in the general elections. All right, we're going to keep our eye on that story. Second hard fact of the day, I'm showing you footage on our live stream right now of a clash that happened at Alaba International Market. Our live stream is Nigeria Info FM, that's on Facebook, YouTube Nigeria Info FM as well. Facebook Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube Nigeria Info FM. You can watch this particular video and you'll see a bunch of young men clubs, carrying big sticks, essentially causing mayhem. Again, go watch Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. And why are they causing all of these problems? Well, we sent our men over to Alaba International Market, and we hear that the trouble started after the traders there refused to pay taxes to the thugs. We also heard from the spokesman of the Lagos State Police Command, Benjamin Houdin, and he said that they have got police division men there from Ojo Police Division, that they are on the ground, and they are being supervised by the area commander at Festac, and that there's no cause for alarm, and that things have significantly relaxed in Alaba International Market. Those who are in this market, who trade in this market, are saying that, well, this is happening because the thugs were asking for a tax. They came the day before. The traders refused to pay that tax. Oida, I'm hearing it's called. So it's a tax for every single thing they sell, every single thing that is brought in, every single thing that, you know, goes out. I know that I have so many people who listen to me from Alaba International Market. If you're one of those who listen to me and you can give us like a true picture of what actually happened at Alaba International Market, please give us a call on 0700-993-993-993. Call us right now and tell us about it, or call us throughout the show today and tell us what went down there. Because, hey, if you witness a story and or a news event and you think Lagos should hear about it, this is where you should be telling that story. You can call our newsroom directly on 01465-7175. 01465-7175. I've got a great show for you today. Let's start with the big three. Let's talk about police dispersing protesting disabled athletes with tear gas. Then let's talk about the flooding. And then let's talk about PDP's response to Wike endorsing Sanwo-Olu. I'm going to bring you the glass ceiling today. On the glass ceiling, let's talk about periods again. Yesterday was World Menopause Day, and menopause is well when the periods end, right? So we'll continue our conversation from last week about menstruation, but we're also hopefully going to touch on the end of menstruation. On Balogun and Broad, let's talk about what the different presidential candidates are promising to do for the world of business. We're also going to talk about cooperatives between 5 and 6, so don't miss it. After the news at 6, I will bring you Bill to Go Global. Expect news, business and sports at the top of the hour every hour. But let's get started with today's big three, shall we? I'm Sandra Ezekwesili Lagos. These are your hard facts.
This is the big three.
The big three.
On hard facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Have tear gassed physically challenged protesters. Are NEMA and the state emergency agencies pulling their weight? Should the PDP kick Nweke out for endorsing Sanwo-Olu? Those are the big three. Lagos, let's talk. Our first story happened here in Lagos near the National Stadium in Surulere. Physically challenged athletes staged a protest, blocked roads in the area. They were angry because almost all their sports were excluded from the National Sports Festival. The sports festival will hold in Asaba this year from November 28th. The para athletes say that the organizers have removed all the para sports except three, and they don't think it's fair, especially because internationally, para athletes have brought the most success to Nigeria in recent years. So they decided to protest. And then we got reports that the police used tear gas to disperse them. If you're watching our live stream, I'm showing you footage of that occurrence. Our live stream is Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. You can see this video for yourself. It's going to keep playing for a bit. So we heard from, again, the spokesperson for the police here in Lagos, because there was an uproar about this tear gassing of disabled athletes on Twitter. And Benjamin Hundey said, quote, "A group of people were dispersed with minimal force as prescribed by law after they refused all persuasion to leave the highway for free flow of traffic. Many Nigerians had complained of being illegally restrained in traffic. We rose to the occasion. No assault, injury, or death." End quote. Those were the words of the spokesperson for the Lagos Police Command. Now, of course, as you can imagine, there's been very different reactions to this situation. I just want to hear yours, because on the one hand, you have those who say, well, these physically challenged athletes were protesting peacefully. They have a legitimate right to do so. Then you have those who say, look, they were blocking the roads. They were making life difficult for everybody. And then you have those who reply that by saying that the police should not have tear gassed them, that they should have found a better way to handle the situation or dialogue with them for longer to disperse them. What do you think? And separate from that, again, I'm still showing you the video on our live stream, Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Separate from all of this, I'm curious what you think about the reason for the protest, especially those of you who are sports fans, you know. What do you think about the National Sports Festival reducing the number of para sport events, even though our para team has brought us so much victory, so much glory internationally? Women call me on 01465-7190. Men call me on 0700-993-993-993. And yes, if you are a trader at Alaba International Market, I also want to hear about what happened there earlier today. What happened? Why did it happen? Tell us about it. 99.3, hello.
President Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
This is Chris, your senior special advisor.
Welcome, Chris. Go ahead.
Yeah, for the police, if they plead with those, keep on offering them. One of these people in the sports ministry, come and speak with these guys rather than tear gassing them. Why is that all they're saying is force, 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 force? It's wrong of them to tear gas those guys. And these are people who go to China. Which the program did they go the other day? All the gold, whatever, we get it from this set of people. Now you are tear gassing them. Can I quickly say something about Onyeze Ejusonwike?
Sure.
I think it's better the way PDP just, you know, keep quiet about him. Because people want the PDP to dance naked with him. And these are matured men and women. But one thing, it happened to PDP. If it's the other party that he's romancing with, that doing this with PDP, do you think there was peace in this Lagos that day? Those women who are celebrating with him, do you think they will be there? That is to tell you the type of people PDP are. They are really gentlemen and women to the core. Thank you, President Sandra.
All right. Thank you very much for calling us. What's your name, ma'am? Welcome.
Ashigwe.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, as we got to the athletes, the disabled, they ought to have informed the police who will guide them on why they want to protest.
It's against the law. You're not supposed to inform police.
Yes, and then because you want money, because that is a means of enhancing themselves financially, because government has to give the allowance, they have to pay them. So now they are not included, they are losing as regards to financial support. But they also have followed the right channel. Don't they have lawyer? The lawyer can go on their behalf and say they should be included, not by violence. They're using Peter to rob Paul because
they were not violent, Aigwe.
Violent in the sense that by staying on the road now, they're causing a lot of...
How is staying on the road violent?
Stay on the road, there is no motor again. Then they go slow all over the place there. If I'm on the road there, how will I pass now?
But how is that violent? Words mean things.
It's not violent, but it's depriving me of my rights. That little violence now, that little tear gassing.
Okay.
So you don't use Peter to rob Paul. You cannot use yourself to abuse the Lagosian because your rights were deprived by the Ministry of Sports and Culture.
Okay.
And the Ministry of Sports and Culture is there to handle the case. And they have not yet gone. So they still have time to go for it. Okay. Must everything be quarreling?
All right, Aigbe, thank you very much for calling. Ramsey's on the line. Hi, Ramsey.
Yeah, hi, Sandra. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Welcome.
Yes, I just believe that the last caller, I'm sorry, okay, I can't use that word. I just believe she's not sensitive, and I think she's not a disabled, and she's not there. She has never been to the stadium. She has never seen what they do. It's not violence. The police were informed. People were told what was going to happen. You see these guys on the road. You said they beg. They go to the gym, go to the stadium. They don't ask anybody for money. And with all their strength, they bring this nation glory. And the best thing that the sport ministry can do is to remove them from just a simple sport. They don't ask you for money. They didn't constitute a nuisance. There was no violence. They came to the stadium. They didn't go to CMS Bridge. They didn't go anywhere. They stood by. They were at the stadium where they do their profession.
Right.
And they were just protesting. What can men on wheelchair do? Were they carrying clubs like what happened at Alaba Market? Who are they going to stone? If I sit on a wheelchair, am I going to throw you punches? These people were just there. And then saying that our rights have been violated. When it comes to the time of sports, they just go and pick a random person and say, okay, come and go and represent the country. When we win gold, we come back, nobody looks at us anymore. They just dump them because they are disabled. They feel that these people are just parasites. They are nothing. You know, and it goes on and on. There are certain things that nobody talks about. And because nobody talks about it, you don't feel it's okay because you have two legs, you can walk on your own, you see with your eyes, you don't have any issue, you feel that the other people, the other person there is okay. So these guys were just protesting peacefully. And here comes the police because they feel they're armless. Okay, why will you attack disabled persons with tear gas? It's just for you to walk up to them, even call the local government chairman, even the governor could have just come there and then just address these people. The commissioner of sports could have just come there and just say, okay, our people, okay, don't worry, we're going to talk to, we're going to intervene in this matter. Okay, you know what, we're going to do, okay, let's go into the stadium. And that would be the end of the story. Why tear gas? Why?
Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show.
Hello, President Sandra.
What's your name, sir? Good afternoon.
Emi Foro Okusi speaking.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah. The last caller did well. He spoke well on that issue. So I want to speak on the Alaba market issue.
Okay. Go ahead, please.
I think over time, it has become an issue for those agbiros, so to say, and omonilers around that area to always want to collect funds from the market because they feel those people are making a lot of money.
Okay.
There have been this argument, but I grew up in that environment.
Okay.
There have been this argument back and forth that certain people can't collect our land. But those lands were sold to them. So they feel it's a right to milk from them. And when the traders are now saying, no, this cannot continue, it now becomes an issue. So that is what bred this issue. It has been like that, and it will still happen if it's not been nipped in the bud. Over time, become there used to be a Alaba garage where vehicles mute. It was sold out by the local government. A very big part was sold out. They used it to build shops and everything. And now vehicles are looking on the road. And you keep taxing these vehicles ridiculous amounts, and it has in turn affects their productivity because when people come to buy market and they're trying to go out, they pay much. So this is what the market tax force is saying they don't want. And those people are feeling, the indigents are feeling so bad and begin to revolt against them. Thank you.
I see. Thank you so much for the insights that you've just provided for us. Okay, we've got messages on WhatsApp. Let's take a look at some of them. Prince is in Aja and he says, the Agbero situation in Alaba is a pathetic one. More of it shall be witnessed if we have an APC candidate to become president in 2023. So we must vote wisely. What has who becomes president got to do with thugs in a marketplace asking for extra money? We've got a message here from Adams. Adams says, touts are fighting in different parts of Lagos. Police will not see that one. Citizens having peaceful protests for any reason, police and security forces will come out with tear gas and weapons ready to intimidate citizens. Yay! Interesting, isn't it, Adams, with that comment there on WhatsApp. We've got more comments here. Richard in Lagos says, Sandra, PDP cannot kick Mwike out. They themselves know it. Rather, it will take a Mwike to kick Mwike out. In other words, he alone will take a walk by himself before they, the PDP, can even consider taking him out. That's why, for example, their members like Osita Chidoka on TV last night were saying that Mwike's actions are a moral burden on him rather than one that will lead to his expulsion. But we'll see what happens in the coming days and weeks. Richard, thank you so much. Here's a message from Steve in Ijaniki. Steve says, all right, Steve, we're going to come back to that comment in a bit. Here's a message that says, Agberos in Lagos are potential bandits in waiting. That's Henry from Ikorodu with that message there. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, ma. What's your name?
My name is Emmanuel. I'm calling from Aja.
Welcome, Emmanuel from Aja. Go ahead.
The situation of police always harassing citizens is getting much because I don't see any reason why they would arrest harmless citizens who are trying to protest. They are having fights there at Alaba. Why can't they go there and certain it? Is it people that are just trying to protest for their own rights that they have to go there and just open tear gas? Why are they like that? Is it that we don't know our rights again as a citizen in this country? Because I've seen that countless times, all this law enforcement are always trying to ride on our rights in this country, and it's getting much. If you come to this outside, right down here from Aja, you'd see from a certain time, from 10 or 11 o'clock, you see the police raiding nonsense unnecessarily. And when they get to the station, they will collect a price of 20,000 naira, telling you that they don't have soap in the station. What does my right as a citizen have to do with no soap in the police station? It's getting much, and since it's hard time we citizens speak up, because it's going to turn into another thing else if you don't make out time to solve this. Thanks.
Thank you very much for calling. All right, let's take a look at messages on Facebook. Someone is asking, what is Aibe saying, please? Kaide Samuel says, Sandra, sentiment apart and compassion apart as well. The protest shouldn't have taken place on the road for no reason. The non-inclusion of the athletes in the next national games may be due to logistics reasons, best known to the organizers. Possibly there's no proper equipment to meet the standard. I'm not sure if I, you know, agree with a sentence that starts with sentiment and compassion apart. Because if you watch that video, you see that these disabled persons were on wheelchairs and crutches. Wheelchairs and crutches. You tear gas a person using a wheelchair or a crutch. You tear gas a person using a wheelchair and a crutch. How does sentiment and compassion apart enter that sentence? Let's take a break.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Let me bring you our second story, updates on the flooding. Until the floodwaters are gone, we're not going to stop talking about it on Hard Facts. In fact, next week, Thursday, I'm going to have a few policy persons in the studio with me on the Big Hard Fact to discuss this situation. You know, there are concerns about how the IDP camps in Anambra are being run. John Mechier, the chairman of Umuluri community in Anambra, they're one of the hardest hit by these floods. He's been going around different IDP camps in the state to drop off relief materials that people have been donating. And here's how he assessed the situation. Quote, I've been going around to the different IDP camps in Anambra State. While I commend the efforts of the state government led by Professor Chukwuma Soludo in quickly responding to the needs of the victims by setting up IDP camps, I cannot but express disappointment with the total absence of federal agencies like NEMA, as well as SEMA, which would have brought in some level of professionalism in the operations. It falls below all known standards of disaster management to leave the coordination in the hands of the local government chairman, who have no requisite knowledge and expertise to coordinate such huge crises as we have on our hands currently. In cases where NEMA is involved, they come with health officials, nurses, medical doctors, security, and others. This is to ensure that victims are not given expired and other unwholesome drugs. Victims that are putting in IDP camps need security to ensure that they are not attacked or even robbed of the food and other relief items being donated by well-meaning individuals and organizations. So why has NEMA, a federal government agency, abandoned Anambra at this critical time? There's also the need for accountability in order to ensure that donated relief materials are not diverted, end quote. You see that thing called on-ground coordination, eh? It is critical in disaster response. The people coordinating the efforts at the camp really need to be experts. It's not enough to just clear an area and call it IDP camp. That place needs security. It needs water. It needs sanitation. It needs waste disposal. It needs proper shelter. It needs quality control for the food and the medicine. It needs medical staff on duty. It needs a lot. And what Mechie is saying is that local government chairmen are not equipped to coordinate all of that. You need NEMA. You need SEMA to step in. We've been hearing from the president that he has ordered NEMA to take action and bring relief. But have we seen a clear implementation strategy from NEMA? Have they taken control of the disaster response at the grassroots? Meanwhile, the presidential candidate of the Labour Party, Peter Obi, has called on his colleagues to suspend their campaigns and join him to help victims of floods across states in Nigeria. He was speaking with journalists after visiting Governor Samuel Otom in Benue State in his Abuja residence. He went there to discuss modalities of his planned visit to flood sites in Benue and some other states. And he was saying to Bola Tinubu and Atiku Abubakar, at least saying it to journalists, that these other presidential candidates need to show concern for the plight of the victims of flooding, considering how millions were spent on nomination forms alone. And he's saying to them, well, suspend and join me. Let's take care of these people who are suffering from the floods. So that's a quick update on the flooding across the country. What do you think about Mechie's observation in Anambra? From what you're hearing, is it the same situation in other states? Because we have the flooding here in Lagos. We have it happening in Bayelsa, in Rivers, Benue, like I just mentioned, Niger, Taraba, in so many parts of Nigeria. There's a big flood problem. I mean, the thing has claimed 600 lives that we know of. Could be more. 0700-993-993-993 We've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. We have also got Facebook, where you can share your thoughts. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. Hello, good afternoon. Thanks for calling us.
Hello.
Hi, how are you, sir? What's your name?
My name is Jacob.
Hi, Jacob. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yes, I want to speak about the flood.
Okay.
I think I'm highly angered by the federal government's approach towards the flooding.
Okay.
I'm from Delta, and as we speak, I get reports. My community is a fairly dry community. I'm over 50 years, but I tell you the truth, since this my year, we've never seen a flood as heavy as this.
Okay.
They give me reports that a whole, about 50% of Delta is underwater, by 80%,
yeah.
The whole east, west, we are along the road,
yes.
As you know Delta very
yes,
well,
yes, yes.
We
east, west road,
as
yeah.
You go to Port Harcourt,
mm-hmm.
We are along the road before Patani, the whole road is caught
it's
up.
It's flooded, yeah.
People are using a motor boat to carry people from Ueli to Bayelsa. It's a total calamity.
Yeah.
And the world will be laughing at us, but because we have a calamity that even Australia is warning their citizens not to come to Niger Delta because of the flood.
Mm.
But we are still moving around doing politics. I'm ashamed of Wike as a person. Wike came to Lagos to endorse a candidate when the whole place is underwater. And other candidates are moving around doing politics while people are dying. As we speak to you, people are dying.
Right.
There is no food to eat. MTN facility is crumbled. The energy gas facility has crumbled. They can't even export again. And the calamity of this sort is expected that the federal government should declare an emergency. This is an area, not that Delta I'm concerned, because that's where I come from. I'm not going to speak about Benue and all that because I don't know what's going on. But I know that it's also underwater.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
This is the area that produces the golden goose that grows the golden egg for the nation. And we are not responding. The government is not responding. When this sort of thing happened in the U.S., Joe Biden went there. Why is Buhari not going there? Are they going to abandon us to work like what happened in Pakistan and Bangladesh? Well, because of flood, Bangladesh has to break away from Pakistan because we are abandoned.
Right.
They have to rise. We are the most essential part of this country. Niger Delta is a fragile ecosystem, and if we have a problem, and expected that the federal government is supposed to respond immediately, this is not a type of politics. Our people are dying. It's a serious affair. Our journalists are supposed to be concerned also about it, just as you are concerned.
Yeah.
You earn my awards. Sandra, for this we are taking up.
No.
Our people are in pain, and I expect the federal government to show enough concern for what is happening. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jacob, for calling. Pastor Ladikbo is on the line. Hi, Pastor Ladikbo.
Good afternoon, President Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. Welcome.
Yeah, this is Pastor Ladikbo calling from Orelegum.
Welcome.
You see, it is not relief material that we need or that the people need for now. We don't want these palliative measures they are bringing. They should think about permanent solution. What happened if the budget start building that dam to contain this water? Secondly, okay, the federal government
It's just, you see, the way the Nigeria is being run, eh? They run the federal government like they are helping the others, the states and the rest of them. I want to give you an instance. If you go to some countries, the way counties are running, you will be marveled. Everybody is running well. Here now, every month, they rush to Abuja to go and collect money as if that is the only way out. It's a pity. Let me tell you something. These things will continue if we don't put an end to it.
Okay.
Now, talking about the first case, the police, they disperse the, what is it called? They disperse disabled tear gas. Even the people that sent them and those that came to disperse the people, do they have conscience? If they have conscience, the way governance is being run in this nation, it looks as if once somebody is up there, he doesn't care about anything. See the attitude towards the flood victims.
Pastor Ladikbo, thanks for calling. Adeshawa is on the line. Hi, Adeshawa.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
In fact, I'm full of emotions this afternoon. I didn't even know this thing has entered BBC, Al Jazeera. In fact, I watched it and was like, what is really going on? And the one that was assuming all the dead bodies, you know, there can be outbreak of cholera.
Of diseases, yes.
Diseases that can, that in fact, we are talking about it can result to a pandemic there.
Yeah.
Something must be done quickly there. In fact, I look at the video, I was just crying throughout it. I was like,
Okay, all right. Thank you very much for calling at the show 99.3. Hello.
Hi, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Very well, thank you. This is Prudence calling from Ayobo.
Welcome, Prudence from Ayobo.
Thank you. I wouldn't have called if not for that message you read before you went on the break. Now, I don't understand how somebody will write such a message. Now, first of all, I like to think maybe the hardship in Nigeria cause us to write some things sometimes. I am a physically challenged person myself.
Okay.
And you cannot imagine how it is surviving in Nigeria as a physically challenged person.
Yeah.
Now, you see people sitting on wheelchairs with crutches, and all you think of is to tear gas people like that. Like, where is the window? I don't understand it. How can you do that? It doesn't even add up. Whether the reason why they are there or not, it does not even add up. For you to tear gas people like that, It doesn't even add up. Now, somebody will say, maybe because I'm a physically challenged person myself, that's why I'm speaking like this. It doesn't even matter whether I'm physically challenged or not. It doesn't add up in any sensible person's head that you will see people like that and shake us then. Okay, why are they protesting in the first place? Because their rights was deprived. Are you not supposed to sit with these people and dialogue with them? Have a conversation with them. They have friends. They will come down and reason with you. If you don't want them to protest, it's fine. They will understand it, but for you to tear gas there, like, I don't understand it. People should not be saying some things. I understand that we guys want to stand as sometimes maybe devil's advocate in some issues, but more things like this. How would you go write and say sentiments apart? Please, let's be guided. Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you very much, Prudence, for calling. The Lagos PDP has reacted to Wike endorsing Sanwo-Olu. That's our third story. So we heard from the Lagos chairman, the state chairman, Philip Ivoji. He said, quote, such action is condemnable. It is not a welcome development at all. It is not expected of a governor of that stature, a serving governor under PDP. No matter the quarrel, whether you want IU to be removed, I don't think that is the best way to handle it. As for me and all the leaders in Lagos State, we query such utterances. It is uncalled for and unnecessary. When you are in PDP, you stand by the party, end quote. We also heard from the State Party Publicity Secretary, Hakim Amode. He said, quote, I would have expressed disappointment if Wike had attended any event with a speaking role without his usual rant of a drowning man who will clutch at straws, end quote. Osita Chidoka is a special advisor to Atiku Abubakar, the PDP presidential candidate. And he said, quote, Governor Wike has the liberty to do most of the things he's doing because he has no skin in the game. But it's important to say that if he wants to support the presidential candidate of any party, he's free to do so. But he has a moral responsibility not to be sitting on a PDP seat as a governor and be talking about another candidate. That moral burden is more on Wike than it is on the PDP to justify why he is taking that position for a party that has been good to him up to local government chairman to being the governor of a state, end quote. We also heard from Nigeria Info listeners. They reacted as well, and here's what they said.
He has said they are going to work together. He's already in the camp. He's already an APC person. He can't sit down in PDP. He's pure antipathy. And I don't know what NWC or AC whatever are doing in PDP that they can expel this man. They should tell him to go.
After the whole of that Nollywood drama, in the evening or in the night, they will retire. All of them, PDP or APC, all of them will retire to one club. To go and say, don't mind them, Nigerians. Wike has some medicinal potency of bringing down BP and stress for now. We are enjoying the drama.
When you are saying PDP should suspend him, when Sanwo-Olu went to Port Harcourt, whoever said the APC should suspend him, when the speaker went to Port Harcourt, why did they go there to go out commission? Maybe a state, which is a member of the APC.
And I want to know your thoughts on all of these points that you've heard. So does Wike have a moral obligation to leave the PDP and the governorship he won under the PDP if he endorses a candidate from another party? Or does Wike have a moral obligation to Nigerians to endorse the best candidate for the job, regardless of party? Or is this a situation where morality doesn't factor at all? After all, in Niger politics. What's your take on the takes, on Wike's takes? And yes, please talk to me about all the other stories on the show today. I told you that police dispersed protesting disabled athletes with tear gas here in Lagos, Surulere. That's where it happened. We also talked about the flooding and what the response has been so far. And now we have just talked about various reactions to PDP's, to Wike's endorsement of Sanwo-Olu for a second term. 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. Women, call us on 01465-7190. By the way, from 4 o'clock, we're going to talk some more about your periods. If you've got questions about menstruation or periods, I've got a public health expert, a doctor, joining us at 4 o'clock. Don't miss that conversation. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Nigeria Info 99.3. Don't go away. Hello. Hello. How are you? What's your name?
Hi, Sandra. My name is Shade.
Hi, Shade. Welcome.
Yes. So when I heard a friend of mine told me about the, I got caught up in the traffic of the protest this morning.
Okay.
My initial thought was, who is being protested that morning on a weekday?
Okay.
But then later I found that it was disabled sports people, and I was like, okay. And then I now heard that the police. Okay, guys, the first question I had was, did they know it was disabled people that were protesting? Like, even if it's not, but I mean, it is. Why would
it
tear
yeah.
gas? The police still don't know how to handle protests or riot or anything. They seem to just go with the worst possible outcome. Like, it was very baffling. And to the flooding issue, I'm so disheartened because I'm thinking FEMA, they have a playbook, or they should have a playbook of how a disaster response.
Right.
Regardless of where, they should
what
have one that you just follow through.
You just plug and play, yeah? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
So to hear that they're being, I'm like, is it political? Because you got to start thinking, is there something other than what we are hearing? Like, why are they not doing what should be automatic for them to do?
Right.
It's so baffling and disheartening, like, at what point do they now step in? And as somebody said, at what point do you declare an emergency?
Right.
Is it when people, the numbers rise to 1,000 people dead, 2,000 people dead? It's really disheartening.
It really is. Shadi, thank you so much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show, sir. What's your name?
My name is Andy.
Welcome. Turn your radio off, then go ahead.
Yeah. Hello?
I can hear you. Go ahead, please.
Yes. I'm not surprised.
Okay, you're going to have to call us back when you turn your radio off. 99.3, hello. Hello? Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello. Okay, hello. Good afternoon.
Hello?
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Bibi. I'm calling from Lekki.
Welcome, Bibi from Lekki. Go ahead.
Thank you. I would like to comment on the disabled people who were dispersed by the police with tear gas.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
It only goes to show how much, you know, how impatient the authorities are with people. You know, I'll imagine that, you know, they'll want to dialogue with them to, you know, take a little inconvenience. You know, these people, the authorities, they can't even take a little inconvenience, you know, because of the populace. You know, these people have something to say. Why not listen to them? What is your grievance? Okay, let's just take the inconvenience for today. Yes, they gathered there. Let's talk to them. Let's encourage them. These people are already going through a lot. They are disabled. Have you understood? Probably they need to be encouraged. They have, you know, we're talking of mental health here. People who are going through physical challenges, and you go and say, oh, please, you people, you are an inconvenience. Get out of the way. You know, I think, you know, our authorities, our government, they should learn how to be patient, how to know how to handle people with a bit of humaneness. That's what I have to say. Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you so much, Bibi, for calling to say it. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
How are you? What's your name, sir?
Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
Yeah, my name is Maxwell, and I'm calling you from Kirikiri right now.
Welcome, Maxwell. From Kirikiri, are you in prison?
No, come on. my name is not Maxwell. My name is Matthew.
Oh, Matthew. All right, Matthew, yeah. From prison. Welcome.
Okay. See, look, what you're hearing right now is a testament that our policing system always tries to harass peaceful people and try to make people that does violence, try to pamper people that does violence and harass those people that are free, you know. And we have the precedence every time we say it. We saw it in peaceful protesters were protesting in Lekki and what happened and all that. So it's a testament, okay? I think there has to be a total rejigging of the political system and how we think. Because I tell you something, even a security personnel that is at the gate, when you treat somebody in that gate, you begin to say, this guy is a security personnel. So this thing, it goes deep to these people, our persons. And there has to be a total overhaul in the reorientation of what policing and security has to be. I think when we do that, I think that's where the scene starts to come. But for now, it's a really bad debt within the system that tends to oppress people rather than protecting them. That's my take for today.
Thank you so much. And hey, the people are, the police men and women are not, they didn't go to the sky to bring them, right? I mean, they are chosen from the society. They make up the society. They are you and I. So I guess everything that we're saying here today, we're saying to each other, right? Because we have also gotten a few calls that were interesting. We've gotten some comments that were interesting. So I guess in all of these things that we're saying here on the show today, we are also talking to each other. Because last, now we be police, now we be army, now we be politicians. Are we? All right, let me take messages from social media. Basil Onyejiako says, for me, I would say that such thing didn't happen. But if it really happened, the offending officers should be gathered, classified as adult delinquents who we cannot prosecute but sent to various psychiatric homes for treatment, after which they'll be retired from the force. All right, we've got more messages here. This one is from Ibrahim Sadiq. Ibrahim says, I believe that while they have the right to protest, every other citizen has the right to movement. Nobody has the right to block completely a major road. They could only block the service lane and let traffic flow on the express. All right. Akani Tofumi says, Sandra, please answer this question for me. Either physically challenged people or normal persons, what's our gain? I'm not, you didn't write a I don't understand what you wrote. So please, and thank you to the listener who asked you to rephrase your question, because I honestly don't understand what you wrote. We've got a message here from Royal Bello. Royal Bello says, I cried when I saw the footage from the states that is affected. People are suffering. Please let the appropriate authorities do the needful before we lose more lives. The worst part is that the water is rising day by day. Here's a message from Prosper. Prosper says, Sandra, I salute you. Just imagine what is being done to physically challenged persons. What a country, he says. Moses Michael Micheling says, I'm a victim of this Alaba ongoing violence. This morning, I went to change some USD to Naira. Fortunately for me, I told the Aboki to transfer 200K to my account and give me 20K. On my way tracking back because of no bike, all of a sudden, Agbero started throwing bottles and we were running. And we hit somewhere. About two of the Agberos spotted us, started throwing bottles at us. I was defending my face and Agbero stoned me bottle. I blocked it with my hand and I got injured. Before I know, two of them came to me with axe, the other one with cutlass, threatening me to get hold of me and collect my 21,500. I dropped my phone on the ground to protect it. God so kind, another one saw them robbing me. When he noticed that I'm speaking Yoruba, he came, told them to leave me alone and saved me from them. Wow. Thank you so much for telling us this story, bringing this eyewitness account to us. I'm really sorry you experienced that, but I'm also glad that calm has restored.
Your number one talk news and sports station. This is Nigeria Info.
On WhatsApp, Sunday from Isolo says, Nigeria police are not doing well at all. They've joined the political to turn the country upside down, okay? On Omer from Agopalaswe says, I'm not surprised with the way the police handle the less privileged. After Lekki Toll Gate, I know that our rights have been taken and trampled upon. So na Sidon, Luke, Ide. Okay. Temitumi says, you have taken it out of my mouth. The average Nigerian likes to lord over another person when given little opportunity. Good afternoon. Samuel says, PDP ought to have sacked Wike from the party. Let him choose the party he belongs. The earlier, the better. A message from Banky in Lekki says, Nigeria police started from Royal Guard, formed by colonial masters to protect